50 or 62 on Saturday for a high. Could be an isolated shower. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday with highs in the middle 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Less than a month after an EF2 tornado hit Wetumpka, some people are once again cleaning up after a strong line of storms moved through the area Tuesday. Straight-line winds brought trees and power lines down across the city. Some homes were damaged, and the Lowe's in Wetumpka was also damaged. The third suspect wanted for a carjacking in Valley Grande and a series of other violent crimes in Dallas County is behind bars. Selma police say 19-year-old Tyree Webster of Marion Junction surrendered to police Monday night. He's being held in the Dallas County Jail without bond. And Georgiana Medical Center has announced it will close its doors March 31st. The CEO says they have been doing all they can to keep the hospital open, but it was not financially possible. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Plus, Rosemont Gardens offers same-day floral delivery throughout the river region. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Notorious drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has been found guilty.
This is a victory for the American people who has suffered so long while Guzman made billions.
I have to study it. I'm not happy about it.
President Trump refusing to say whether he will sign the bipartisan deal to avoid a government shutdown.
He's got to sign the bill.
The massive winter storm bearing down on much of the country.
Severe weather watches and warnings are in effect from coast to coast.
Authorities have just revealed that Skylar Williams, a student at Ohio State University, was abducted at gunpoint and killed in another state after a high-speed chase.
Three members of an elite U.S. Army parachute team and their jump overnight that went terribly wrong. They are in the hospital, at least two in critical condition.
As of late last month, the IRS faced a backlog of more than 5 million pieces of mail.
At-home DNA tests are surging in popularity. More than a million dogs have been tested. But veterinarians says dog DNA tests are not regulated and can be misinterpreted.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing. For the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then, anyone can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. We'll do that drawing on Friday. What's in that gift basket? Well, it's funny that you should ask. Up to $60 worth of goodies from Sweet Creek Farm Market that you pick out. They don't give you their throwaway stuff, things they don't really want. You pick out whatever you want to. It can be the Dick Brubaker all ice cream all the time. It can be the Dan Morris Cuban sandwich with ice cream and then some different cakes in memory of Red Top. His cake encounter that he has. So go down and see them at Sweet Creek Farm Market. We'll do that drawing on Friday. Did you hear the dog DNA story?
The dog DNA story?
It's one of the biggest. There's a company, and they sell dog DNA kits. So you can find out the DNA of your doggy.
So you
it's really exploding.
So you can trace, like, the missing wolf or something?
Yeah. So you can kind of know what you look at your dog and kind of go, oh, I wonder what he is. Well, you can find out what he is.
Interesting.
The problem is it's not regulated, so we don't know how accurate it is.
Excuse me, pardon me, but even when something's regulated, I don't know what that has to do with accuracy. But
well, they're supposed to prove accuracy to to be called a particular thing, particularly if it has anything to do with the FDA. Mm-hmm. One of the most crazy that I could spend a day talking about how nutty the FDA is. And you talk to a doctor at a place like MD Anderson, and what you have to go through with trials, and they're one of the best at trials. Sloan Kettering, Duke, and MD Anderson, kind of the top dogs out there.
On the FDA, did you see, I think in the last budget, I think last year, the Trump administration, along with Congress, made hemp and CBD mm-hmm. derived from hemp legal.
Right.
And now certain states, like you guessed it, New York State, are cracking down on people that want CBD added into a food product.
Yep. Well, the Attorney General here is kind of giving a look. If you do this, remember that you still can be held at fault if you are prescribing something or giving someone something or selling someone something that does harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
They can prove harm. So, and it really, we'll get back to Adam Schiff in a second. A real cottage industry that's out there are people who are starting home businesses selling CBC oil and derived products. I had someone who got in contact with me about it as a financial doing business planning, and I was fascinated by the subject.
Oh,
fascinated.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to do double and triple testing on it. We came up with that conclusion. And where you buy your products from is really important. The packaging is very, very important. But not selling something, not overselling something. I connected them with the AG's office to make sure that they understood the parameters. But I can see where somebody's going to have to really step in on this issue somewhere in the future. Someone said that we had a traffic problem at the I-65, I-85 interchange. If somebody else can give us a little more information, which way is the problem? Is it the north side, the south side? Is it on the 85 side or the 65 side? And we can kind of go from there.
And then I just got a call of a guy, and this is just a call, claiming that he's stuck on 85 southbound as well. People sometimes get confused.
Yeah. Did he say what exit he was at?
Back to Fairview. I guess the Forest Avenue.
Forest Avenue.
Or wait, no, if he said Fairview, that would be 65.
That would be 65.
Yeah,
people
65
do get confused.
South.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exit 179, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So any other reports, that would be helpful, so we can pass that on to the audience. Let's play this last clip of Adam Schiff.
You were among the most public in questioning Donald Trump Jr.'s honesty when it came response to that, to the meeting at Trump Tower, and even the response. And you talked about some blocked phone calls, blocked calls that imply that he might have actually been talking to his father. There's since been some reporting that the Senate Intel Committee has uncovered who those blocked calls were to, and they were not to the president. Are you satisfied with that explanation?
Well, we haven't been able to get the records yet because Republicans on our committee wouldn't allow us to. But our job, and this is very important, Chuck, it is not to prove the president did money laundering or prove phone records will show this or that. It is to find the facts and make them public, whichever way they cut. Now, the people who were closest to watching father and son during the campaign, people like Steve Bannon, have said that there is zero chance that Don Jr. did not discuss that meeting with his father before it happened or after.
Should
it
you have waited till there was evidence before speculating about that?
The point I made mm-hmm. was not speculation. The point I made was we should find out. We should get those records.
Okay.
And you can't run a credible investigation if you don't look for documentary proof, if you assume everybody who comes in your committee is telling the truth. Right. We have seen graphically the problems with that approach.
Now, he's referring to Steve Bannon, which has been so wrong on so many things. It's unbelievable. I mean, he's made all these predictions that just didn't come true. Did you want to report in on something?
Yeah, we got clarification from several different callers.
Good.
The wreck is on 65 southbound, just past the interchange, right before Fairview. There's an overturned car on
Whoa!
65 southbound, yes. So that is going to back things up here for a little while.
Overturned car? Yes. What in the heck? I want to know what happened there. They overturned a car. That's something serious, unless he rolled it by going off the edge of the road and flipped it, which I've seen that happen many a time. So if anybody has any additional information, it's 272-9228 so we can get the information out there.
That seems about it. I just got another call confirming that location.
Okay. Anybody figure out why it flipped? I'd love to know that. Let's do this here. This is a very short story, but New York Police Department detectives killed by friendly fire. This is on CBS. I would think that they could put a little more energy in the story than this.
New York City police are investigating the death of a detective shot and killed by friendly fire. Now, officers responded to an apparent armed robbery at a T-Mobile store last night. They opened fire when a man armed with what turned out to be a fake handgun moved toward them. 19-year veteran Detective Brian Simonson was killed. Officers lined the streets overnight to salute the fallen officer. An NYPD sergeant who was also shot is recovering. The suspect was wounded and is now in the hospital.
That was like a 25-second story. My good friend Ron just sent me a picture of the delays that were there. It's right because of a crash. It was on Early Street. I guess that's an adjoining street. I thought it was a street that went over the bypass, but I don't know. We'll see what happens with that.
And I just got a tip. If you're going south on 65, you need to be on the far right-hand lane. That is, it's of course bottlenecked, but it's the two left-hand side lanes that are very much blocked.
Man.
So you can get through, but of course we'll be at a snail's pace as it's bottlenecked. And slow down as you approach it, folks.
And if you have Waze or Google Maps, they'll divert you and take you around that. Particularly if you're trying to make it over to 85, there's certainly easier ways to do that than trying to plow through that traffic. So that was, I couldn't believe that they did such a short story for him. I mean, you have WCBS in New York that should have been covering that.
Maybe the police department is keeping it information tight.
Well, they had, Fox had coverage of it that was pretty good. I couldn't get to it because I was trying to get here by that time. I was kind of surprised. We've had this guy on our show before. It was great. Matter of fact, we were trying to get him to come to the Herman Cain event, but he couldn't catch a flight in time. But this is Christian Adams. He's going to be talking about voter identification laws and a new report that just came out. You're going to like this.
President Trump has encouraged conspiracy theories about massive voter fraud as a justification for voter identification laws and other voter suppression tactics.
When we think about voter ID, which this Kobach or Trump Commission is likely to promote, what we're talking about is really a political point-shaving process.
That's the next wave of making it more difficult for eligible citizens to register and to vote.
For years, Democrats have warned about the negative impact of voter ID laws. But we have a new study now, a couple of them. Strict ID laws have concluded have no effect, negative effect, or registration on turnout. So no effect at all, overall, for any subgroup defined by age, gender, race, or party affiliation. Well, isn't that a kick in the head? Our next guest says this is hardly a surprise. Here to explain is former DOJ attorney J. Christian Adams. All right, Christian, these conclusions, they looked at the states and where voter ID is required, and what did they discover?
This is a huge survey, Brian, huge, 50,000 sample. They discovered that voter ID has absolutely no negative impact on voters, something most of us already knew. A small fringe of dishonest people didn't know. They make money off of this. They raise huge sums of money to pay lawyers to attack states that implement voter ID. You saw some of them in the roll earlier. I mean, this is something most Americans agree with, and now we know it doesn't do any harm.
Okay. Now, he was a former DOJ attorney. He worked here in Alabama. He was brought in on the Greene County voter fraud case, and I think was part of getting three or four people arrested in Alabama for voter fraud. And he's a great guy. He's a real guy. I'm glad to see him back in the on Fox again. So here, voter identification laws, they don't stop anything from voting. And listen who did the report. That'll blow you away.
They looked at the total of 10 states ranging from Georgia to Wisconsin that require voters to show ID. They did a study, and it turns out it had no negative effect on who turned out. But wait a second. It's a Republican effort to marginalize minorities. But Harvard and the University of Bologna feel differently.
Right. A huge survey found that it did not affect minorities negatively, which tells you they have been lying. They have been scaring minorities in the worst possible ways about voter ID and election integrity laws. They use it to increase their own power, to create this hysteria. And frankly, Brian, the survey showed that if voter ID does anything, it increases turnout among minorities ever so slightly. So they have not been telling the American people the truth.
How does that play out in Georgia?
Well, there you go. Stacey Abrams, one of the queen conspiracy theorists, thinks that somehow she lost that race because of a plot, things like voter ID, citizenship verification. She lost that race because she was a radical in a state like Georgia. There's no mystery why she lost, right. And it wasn't voter ID.
Yep. This guy is really good. And you heard who did the report. I mean, Harvard. So this, I don't think that was, they just did the report as a straight up report. Therefore, they got a right answer versus a tilted answer that was out there. This is unbelievable. So let's take a bet here. How many minutes will we hear on this story on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC combined? Does the goose egg, Joey says, I'm with Joey on this one. Newsound 93.1, Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone. And a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard. Or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising puts you in the spotlight while amplifying everything you do. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Meet Bob, average everyday type guy. Just like anyone else, Bob loves his new smart home. Hello, Bob. But lately, Bob's been having some issues with the electricity in his home, handling all his new smart devices.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Bob.
Luckily, Bob knows he can call Mr. Electric for electrical repairs, upgrades, and installations. Plus, with Mr. Electric, you get a home safety checkup free with every call. So you can make sure that your electrical system is keeping up with all those cool gadgets. Visit us at Mr. Electric of Montgomery or give us a call today. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. There's a member of Congress, Roger Marshall, who is a member of Congress, but he's also an OBGYN. He's going to be talking about the New York abortion law. Listen
to this. A lawmaker and doctor who has delivered 5,000 babies is voicing opposition to New York's late-term abortion law, saying it's a danger to the mother and should be strongly condemned by all physicians. So while the legal lines between abortion rights and restrictions continue to blur, does New York's law demonstrate a complete disregard for life? Kansas Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall joins us now. Good morning. I know that you're an OBGYN and serving our great country in Congress. We appreciate that. And we wanted to have you on because you wrote an op-ed strongly condemning this. Tell us why. What are the risks for the mom and the baby?
Well, I think nobody in America thinks that murdering a baby just minutes before delivery is right, that this is the most barbaric law that's been written in American history. But what no one is talking about is that this is actually very, very dangerous for moms, that moms are going to die from this procedure. You know, so as an obstetrician, I've delivered thousands of babies. And if I can make one thing clear, I've never done an abortion. But as an obstetrician, I have to take care of all those complications. So the later the pregnancy is, the later the abortion is done, the greater risk there is to the mom as well.
Here's something you don't hear very often. There's a member of Congress who also is an OBGYN. And Code Pink is going nuts over this guy. They're constantly doing sit-ins in his office and things like that, and it's but he knows. And now he's going to talk about the governor and what the governor does not know.
What are some of the complications? I know you wrote that it's inhumane, it's dangerous, it's unsafe, it results in the death of many mothers. What happens to a mom's body, to a woman's body, when she delivers or has an abortion that late?
You know, the most common complications that I saw as an obstetrician is, number one, the uterus was perforated during the procedure. When that uterus gets bigger, it's much easier to perforate. But the other complication, even more common, is just hemorrhaging. So what I would typically see is a woman in the emergency room in shock, hemorrhaging from this procedure, and we would have to rush him to the emergency room, and literally we would be fishing out pieces of the baby that they left behind or pieces of the placenta, so that uterus cannot clamp down afterwards.
You write about how it's safer for you just to deliver the baby, and there's so many moms that want these babies that can't have children of their own. You write in the op-ed, you say mental health is listed as a reason to allow for late-term and partial birth abortions in the state of New York. You said that was part of the bill, but we've gotten a comment from the governor's office, Cuomo's office, and he says these comments are not only illegally incorrect, but are irresponsible. The Reproductive Health Act does not reference mental health, contrary to Congressman Marshall's blatantly false statement. Federal law and court decisions clearly outline the standard for health, which New York has adopted. We encourage him to actually read the law. What is your response?
Well, I think the governor should maybe walk in the shoes of an obstetrician for 20 years as well. I think that this is very mentally damaging to the patients, and I think he's a lawyer, not a physician. Maybe he should stick to being a lawyer.
Interesting answer. This guy was pretty good. He Ainslie, also this is, you can tell this is a big issue by just the way she delivers the questions and does the interview. And when she's doing something like this, she's very, very good at it, because you can feel her, as we would say, through these whole things. So, yeah, I think this having a member of Congress who is a former OBGYN is somebody can speak with a lot of credibility. Let's do this. There's a piece we need to pick up that we dropped, and that's on the America's Newsroom, on the Democrat Omar and her tweet, number two.
Kevin, before I let you go, moving on to those recent anti-Semitic comments coming from freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, what is the president saying about that this morning?
Yeah, the president and, quite frankly, the vice president have been forceful in their condemnation. You saw what the vice president put out there on Twitter, the president saying, listen, at the end of the day, they're joining Republicans and Democrats, not just calling for an apology. The president said he felt like she should be fired. Now, all that said, Democrats say firing her or removing her from Congress is a bridge too far.
I think we're pretty good as Democrats of when we have one of our own saying something, doing something that is offensive, that we want to make that right.
So as far as you're concerned, it's over.
Well, my hope is that Congresswoman Omar doesn't tweet any more comments like this one. She did apologize. I will take her at her word that she was sorry that she did this, and that we move on.
Democrats certainly ready to move on and away from that controversy. Don't forget, today the president welcomes the first family of Colombia here to the White House.
Let's go to the phones and go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
All right, good afternoon, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Jason. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I just got a question about this whole late-term abortion issue. How many women do you think are actually deciding to electively have an abortion 8 months in?
The last piece I read, there was 900 last year.
There was 900. They just, out the blue, there was no medical issue, nothing. They just got 8 months in and decided, I don't want the baby.
When you say medical issue, you're talking about medical issue for the baby or medical issue for the mother?
Either.
Well, there were several, and when I say several, over half of them were because of the deformity of the child, but it was not that the child was going to die.
But when you say, when you say deformity, what do you mean?
I'm talking about the child was, it may be spina bifida, it may be, has some type of physical problem or mental problem.
Yeah, so I guess that kind of goes to the question that I have, or kind of my take on it is, there's a lot of times in pregnancy you don't know specifically genetic deformity that you, or even physical deformity.
Well, let me challenge you on that. Let me challenge you on that, Jason. I had an OBGYN in the studio who basically said at 12 weeks you can do a test and see if there are any deformities. A lot of mothers don't choose to do the test because they don't care. They're going to have the child no matter what.
Yeah, you have some parents that are like that, but then you have others where you don't. There's certain things you don't know until late. Like even if you say you don't, like you can do an amniocentesis, you can send the baby a fetal sample off for genetic sequencing or karyotyping to figure out.
Jason, you don't know what you're talking about, buddy. Once you hit the 20-week mark in the as far as the ultrasound, you're seeing the baby there. You're seeing fingers, your nose, ears, tongue, the whole thing.
I'm not saying that the baby's not developed. My point is, there are issues, complications that can arise.
Dr. Jason, name me one of them.
Let me finish.
Name me one of them.
As far as the issues that can come out?
Yeah.
Tell me
an issue you can find out that's in the third trimester that you didn't know about in the second trimester. Because a doctor said, sat here, an OBGYN, said there's no reason to terminate a third trimester baby.
quote, you can have issues like Down syndrome and Angelman
syndrome. You're going to know that way before then.
No. It depends. You just said if you send your baby, you can, there's certain, like those are genetic. You can find those out early if you send your baby samples off, fetal samples off for that. But if you don't, they can arise later as far as being found in a sonogram. Like when you go for your checkup, like, oh, something's wrong with the baby. Then you find out. But that's because you may have not done the screening up front. Like you said, they don't want to do it because they figure they're going to have a baby. And later on, they figure out, oh, something's wrong.
You need to go back and listen to my podcast on last Saturday, first hour. It had been Monday, the first hour of a week ago yesterday, and listen to Dr. Phillips.
But, Jason, I
spent an hour with a doctor sitting right next to me, my right hand, and we discussed all of this.
My point isn't...
Your point is you don't know what you're talking about, Jason.
No, my point is...
God.
Things can go wrong in a pregnancy. That's my point. That's my point.
Things can go wrong in a pregnancy, but there's not a reason to abort the child because of it.
But that's your position. My position is if there's something wrong with the baby, because it's a baby, it's not a fetus, it's none of that. I agree with you.
It's a person.
It's 100% a person.
Okay, so what you're doing is you're killing a person.
So
because they have Down syndrome, right?
You are.
You're killing a person because they have Down syndrome. Do you know anybody has had a Down syndrome child?
Yes.
Okay. So go and ask them. At what point did you decide not to kill your baby?
I don't know.
And they're going to say never.
Right. You shouldn't. My position is you shouldn't have an abortion.
You're killing a baby. You're killing a person because they have Down syndrome.
You're absolutely correct.
Okay. Then there's no need to discuss anything else.
You're 100% correct, but my point is, if it's not your child, it's somebody else's child, they get together, they say, yo, I don't want to have a baby with Down syndrome, and they go have an abortion. They weren't tricked by the state. It wasn't the law. They decided they did not want that responsibility.
Okay.
The same thing applies if your loved one goes to the hospital, say, like, way back when, the Terry Schiavo thing, this guy's wife is in a comatose state. She said she didn't want to be that way. It's within his right to say pull the plug or not. I feel like it's the same thing.
First of all, he has that right if he has a medical power of attorney.
Right. Okay. My point is...
Jason, you know what? You need to get a lot more educated on things. You just made an example, and you said he had the right to go do it. No, he doesn't unless he has a medical power of attorney.
And he ended up having it, I think, or his parents... I think her parents had her, his parents had her. My point wasn't really about the power of attorney. My point was you can have family members in situations where you have to make determinations about whether
but
or not...
You cannot, again, Jason, because I do this, I do 11th hour estate planning, you're not pulling the plug on somebody unless you have the authority to pull the plug. Being a relative is not an authority.
I'm not... that. My point is, you have family members that have to make decisions about other family members. That's my point.
If the person has given them the power to do that, then that's fine. The baby didn't give anybody the power to do anything.
The baby didn't, but the baby is the responsibility of the parents, correct?
It didn't. The baby has rights, in my opinion. I wish the Supreme Court saw it that way.
Exactly, in your opinion. But a baby isn't assigned personhood like
That's what the problem is that they don't recognize it as a person. It's a person if you kill the baby in the womb accidentally in a car wreck. Then you're charged with homicide. But if the mother does it, you're not. Jason, I always enjoy my conversation with you. See you. Think we need to go to a break? Gonna be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree-type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump's not yet committing to signing a compromise budget bill that doesn't include all the money he wants for a border wall. The president telling reporters today that he'll be looking for landmines in the legislation.
We have not gotten it yet. It'll be sent to us at some point, and we'll take a very serious look at it.
Without passage of the bipartisan measure, the country faces another government shutdown Friday night. A former American counterintelligence agent's now a wanted person.
Monica Witt, a former Air Force counterintelligence agent who defected to Iran 6 years ago, has been charged with assisting Iranian intelligence services in targeting her former fellow agents. The 39-year-old from Texas ended work with the Pentagon as a contractor in 2010 and is also accused of revealing details of a highly classified Defense Department program.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A couple of nice days before the next storm system begins to affect the area. Today, sunshine, a little bit cooler. High temperature in the upper 50s. Tonight, clear skies and chilly. Overnight, low temperature drops to about 36. Tomorrow, a partly cloudy day. Mild with a high around 67. That's not bad. Chance of showers developing by late Thursday night in the wee hours of the morning. And scattered showers and thunderstorms at times on Friday. Friday's high around 70. Looks like around 60 or 62 on Saturday for a high. Could be an isolated shower. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday with highs in the middle 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
FEMA Administrator Brock Long resigns with his Alabama connections. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday, tomorrow Wednesday.
About to say.
Thursday just wings out better. Let's go to the phones and go to Gary G. Gary G, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How are you today?
I'm really good, and you?
Well, I'm glad we took a break so you could calm down after that last
time. I know. I went down and had a Corona.
Oh, good. Well, you've got me beat a little bit. Good afternoon, Joey. Glad to hear you.
Good afternoon.
I just want to say I was real impressed with the OBGYN senator and his remarks, and I really stand behind that, too. You give a life. You don't take a life.
Yep. And he's a member of Congress. He's versus a senator, but he is really good. I picked him up a couple of times. I wish he would do more on the subject, because he can. It's just like when I had the OBGYN in here a week ago Monday, when you have people who really know the subject matter and can talk about it, it's very enlightening.
That's correct. I think a lot of these people are running on blind faith, and they're running with blinders on, and they don't really see the big picture. I'm 100% behind you.
Well, Gary G., thanks for the telephone call, my friend. I appreciate you.
Yeah, and I just want to get in on your drone if I could.
You could. Give me your month and day of birth, Gary G.
330.
330. Yeah.
330.
You got it. You got one coming up soon here, buddy.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. Let's go to our good friend Cranky. Cranky, how are you today?
I'm going to tell you what. Forget the corona. You deserve a Gatorade and vodka 50-50.
Well, I'll do scotch. Wow. I'll do scotch or I'll do wine. One of the two.
I don't know if you've talked about this. I'm in and out of my car a good bit, so I don't know about things that, you know, that I may have missed when I've been out of the car. But I guess it was about a week or 10 days ago, the Alabama Supreme Court very quietly ruled that a unborn child does have rights.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to see that on any of the lamestream media for sure. But our own Supreme Court ruled that a child is indeed a person before it's born.
Yeah, and let me tell you something, Quack. I tried to find something on that I could cut an audio clip, and I'm still waiting.
I don't know about an audio. Did you find any printed stories?
Yeah, I found the story, but you know, I'm a radio talk show that's built on audio files, so I was waiting because I wanted to see how the media handles that.
All right. Well, I guess Marcel Marceau's not good for your business.
Not when you're in the talk radio world.
Well, hey, call down there to the Supreme Court. You may be able to get somebody to give you give you some words on that.
Well, I may be able to. Tom Parker's a friend of mine, the chief, and I will. I may get in contact with him as nothing bubbles up.
What's the deal with Brock Long?
He resigned. I'm not sure what the deal is on that.
Yeah, I'll send Joey something on the side on that. That's not good.
I know there was some financial issue type things that he had a problem with, but that was back during the Houston hurricane type thing. I thought all that had quote blown over.
You're talking about travel expenses and
travel
kind of thing?
Exactly where he was driving back.
Oh, well, I hate to hear that. I really do. But listen, I appreciate you taking the call. Thanks for getting me on the payroll.
Thanks, Quanky. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Whew. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. Before I go to Mary Ann, let me go to Mary Ann first. I'll give Mary Ann plenty of time. Hey, Mary Ann, how have you been?
Good afternoon, Mr. Morris, from one of your biggest fans.
How have you been?
Like you, working hard and overworked and underpaid.
There you go. I can identify with that.
I just wanted to, first of all, can I get in on the Sweet Creek this week?
Absolutely, please? My dear. Give me your month and day of birth.
6/3.
6/3. You got it.
I just wanted to make a comment about Jason's call. I was getting, like you, I was getting frustrated with it because he kept jumping around, different areas of life. When a woman is pregnant with a child, Mr. Morris, there is so many things that they can do medically, because I have a great nephew who has the open spine.
Mm-hmm.
They found out when the mother was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
They operated on the mother while she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Corrected.
Right.
Amazing.
The OBGYN that was in here, they can do open heart surgery. They can resolve spina bifida issues that are there. There's so much that they can do.
And it's a miracle each time that they do it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
But Jason brought up one other thing. He brought up about an adult. When my mother went through her health issues, okay, the first part of it at the end of it is she was coming out of the hospital and going to a nursing home for rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the social worker, I said, the human body can only take so much. How do you know when to quit? To give the person dignity. And the answer she gave, she said, they don't want it anymore. You have to respect that part of life in an older person, in an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, you can make the correct decision so that everything goes well. You know what I mean?
I do, but I'm going to tell you something. As I said, I do 11th-hour estate planning, and I'm going to tell the audience a little story here. I had a client that was comatose and had a severe stroke and had been comatose for a while. The person that had medical power of attorney over her mother was the daughter who would be inheriting millions of dollars. She is the one that made the decision to pull the plug.
We did it as a family.
Yeah, well,
My older brother had the power of attorney for all of it, but it was because there's six of us, okay, five of us that are living. It was our decision to make.
That's good.
We made it as a group.
I appreciate that, and that's good. I'm just saying that there's some people who make medical directives that have something to gain from it.
Yeah, and that's sad.
That can be very bad.
But I love you, Mr. Morris. I love you, Joey, all the time. Mr. Morris, next time I see you, you know I'm going to hug you.
Yeah, absolutely. You dive right on in there, okay?
Well, I want you to give Mrs. Morris a hug for me because she's the saint in the family.
I like that. Marianne, you have a wonderful day.
And it is. And happy birthday to you tomorrow.
Ooh, you let the cat out of the bag.
You think I would forget a sweetheart?
That's my mommy's little Valentine.
Yes. Thank you so much. I love your show. You're an awesome guy. I hope you have a six-pack of Coronas waiting for you when you get home.
Oh, I like the idea of that. Marianne, you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Before I go into this break, I want to remind you, Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars is doing new type of pricing on their signature used cars. If you've been out there, let's say a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and you saw a car, but it wasn't quite at the right price, I'd go back out there and see what the price is now, because they're changing the prices on a regular basis. And I'm talking about a real regular basis. So take advantage of that. David Ingram wants to make sure you are a satisfied customer. So he doesn't want that car to sit on there, that lot, so he's going to lower the price if he needs to. They're going to deal with you. They want your business. Because buying a used car can be very, very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. We're going to be back right after this quick break.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Plus, Rosemont Gardens offers same-day floral delivery throughout the river region. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Got to pick up two final stories here. One is the accuser of Justin Fairfax, Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, is was at Stanford doing a conference on sexual assault. So let's listen to the story.
The professor who says Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax sexually assaulted her is speaking publicly for the first time since her story came out. Vanessa Tyson is her name. She did not address her claim directly last night at Stanford University. She was on a panel there. She focused on the importance of supporting victims. Tyson is one of two women whose allegations have brought calls for Fairfax to resign. Ed O'Keefe is following this story and joins us this morning with the latest.
Tonight's symposium at Stanford University focused on the impact of the Me Too movement and had been planned for months, long before Tyson publicly accused Lieutenant Governor Fairfax of assault. Tyson never mentioned Fairfax by name, but seemed to explain her motivation for going public.
Sometimes you have to lead by example, no matter how hard it is.
At a panel discussion Tuesday night, Scripps College Associate Professor Vanessa Tyson encouraged sexual assault survivors to share their stories while acknowledging the obstacles they often face.
There's a recurring theme, at least when women come forward, that, you know, that this deliberate attempt to try to undermine someone's credibility.
She was pretty good on the stage. I think CBS could have shot that and had produced it a little bit differently. And instead of her talking to the crowd, it's kind of looking at her body language was kind of interesting to me. And I think I would have spent a little more time with that. Let's continue on with the sexual assault accuser talking.
After Tyson's allegations became public, Lieutenant Governor Fairfax pointed to what he called inconsistencies in her story, claiming she never mentioned the 2004 incident until last week, despite making an earlier video in which she recounted other instances of being sexually molested as a child. Fairfax has said he won't resign, maintaining their sexual encounter was consensual. Tyson addressed the issue of defining consent.
How do we understand affirmative interactions? As opposed to, you have to fight someone off. You have to scream at the top of your lungs. Perhaps we need to kind of to reshape how we understand consent.
Virginia lawmakers have decided to delay introducing articles of impeachment against Fairfax pending a further investigation. Tyson's team responded, saying they expect it to be thorough, fair, and expeditious. On Tuesday night, Tyson expressed her hope that all victims of sexual violence continue to come forward.
They have nothing to be ashamed of. And they are not alone.
A spokeswoman for Fairfax said the lieutenant governor has no specific comment on what Tyson said last night. He's previously said that due process should be respected for him and his accusers. Fairfax remains in line to replace the state's embattled governor, Ralph Northam, who is still dealing with the fallout over a racist yearbook photo.
My final story for the day is ISIS is losing his final fight in eastern Syria. They've got him pinned in here, boys and girls. Now, this was on CBS, but listen to the tone of it.
A dramatic scene is unfolding at the last village under ISIS control in Syria, where our Charlie Daggett has been reporting from the front lines. Women and children are pouring out in huge numbers as U.S.-backed Syrian forces make the final push against the militants. Charlie met the families who escaped to safety.
U.S.-led forces here say they are advancing today against the last remnants of ISIS militants backed up by American airstrikes and artillery. And by the hour, those ISIS fighters are losing one of their last lines of defense, human shields. they've been pouring out of the last ISIS-held village in numbers no one here had expected. The women and children, so very many children, sons and daughters of ISIS members who are long gone, still fighting, or already dead. Hala Muhammad's husband was killed in an airstrike, leaving her to care for five children on her own. What does it mean to you to see the end of ISIS?
What is she?
They mean nothing to me. They're trash.
Kind of bold there. So let's continue on with the second part of the story. They're trash. I like that. Don't.
They may have stayed with ISIS until the very end, but the families here say it wasn't out of choice. They were forced to become human shields. But the more families that come flooding out of that village, the easier it is for U.S.-led ground troops to move in.
There are estimated to be around 500 to 600 ISIS fighters left. And top SDF official Reader Hillel says there is no escape.
At some point, when it becomes unwinnable for ISIS, are you expecting that they may surrender, or are you predicting a fight to the death?
We know that most of the fighters inside are the toughest left, and they may be looking for an escape route, but the only option is to surrender or die.
Families here told us there aren't many civilians left. The latest to flee from ISIS may be among the last.
Now, the roughly 2,000 American forces who are here have been a vital part of this fight. Now, the Kurdish-led soldiers won't allow us to film them, but we've seen them everywhere, from frontline fighting to screening ISIS suspects who are trying to sneak out with those civilians.
Be interesting to see ABC, NBC, and CBS nightly news how they're going to handle this when it actually happens. Now, they've got a reporter that they're going to use it. Mm-hmm. They have not been playing it very much in the nightly news. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, my
good
friend.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump sounding optimistic when asked about ongoing trade talks with China.
We have a big team of people, very talented people over in China right now, negotiating on the China deal. It's going along.